Can y'all hear me? Oh, much better. Okay, cool. Phew! It has been forever since I've done my show here. And things are new here at the station. Yeah, things are missing and moved around. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let's just make sure it's this mic. Okay, cool. I got this. Okay, cool. Much better. All right. My name's Anita B. Let's try that again for the 15th time. That was such a beautiful song. I adore Perfume Genius. Perfume Genius, if you're not aware, is a guy named Michael Alden Hadrius. He was raised in Seattle and now calls New York City his home, I do believe. And yeah, he has put out so many good songs. And in particular, there's one Perfume Genius song that I've played with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Wow, such a Spinning Off the Edge of the World is such a great tune as well. But anyways, this is my first show back as a Crip. That's what I call myself now. I'm sure there's somebody who's disabled who's like, you can't say that. Well, I am. I'm crippled. Well, temporarily, knock on wood. So back in early April, I mean, the days, everything is just burned in my head. I just will never forget. It'd be nice in terms of trauma wise to completely forget it. But I was skiing up at Blackcomb, and it was a beautiful spring day, bluebird day. But it was, if you know anything about snow conditions and slopes, etc., it's a freeze thaw cycle, which means when the sun is out and when it warms up, it's soft. But you know, so in the mornings, as you're coming out of the cold night, it's ice. And then as you hit, basically once the shadows come in, once the evening sets in, it goes back to ice. And I know enough about the conditions. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get out there around noon. You know, should have softened up the slopes. And no, it didn't. So anyways, I was all stoked. I'm like, I'm going to do some upper bowls here at Blackcomb, on the Blackcomb side. I'll just do like one easy, like warm up down a blue run. But that ended up basically with me breaking my femur. I hit a jump, I hit a lip, and I was going super fast. Like, so there was very little reaction time. I did not realize that the jump I hit was as big as it was. And I was midair and I was like, what's going on? And I crashed and I broke my femur. And then I could lots of drama. But, you know, anyways, here I am. I'm back. I'm back. The date is July 9th. I'm still limping. I'm getting better. I'm busy with my physio. This is my first show back. I was in the hospital for like 11 nights, Lionsgate Hospital. It's highly not recommended. That's my take on breaking your femur. Don't. If you can avoid it, do not. And I now am full of titanium. I have two titanium rods in my right thigh, my right femur. One in the femur and one jutting out of the hip. It's pretty gnarly. It's kind of cool. I had to take the rest of the school year off. So because I was not able to go in. But I'm now back up working part-time at Cypress, which is a nice sort of transition. I only just started a couple weeks ago, I guess. Something like that, a week and a half ago. And so the people up there, I'm like, they all heard, oh my God, like all the kids are like, oh, you broke your femur. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, do you want to see an x-ray? And they're like, yeah, we can't wait. And they're all like, dude. I guess it's part of the culture, right? The snowboard ski culture. Anyways, okay, that right there was awesome. I've been planning for the show all day. I'm stoked. That, again, that is perfume genius, Michael Alden Hadrius. He was born, by the way, folks, in Iowa, Des Moines. But again, Seattle was where he was mostly raised. And there you go. All right. Okay, let's move on. What do we got next? Ooh, this is more stuff, more excitement. Yeah. I went to see Waves, WAVES, just recently, like, I don't know, a week and a half ago or a week ago or something like that. And with my friend Karina, and it was like killer, just like such a good show. I said to her, I was like, you know, I have a feel like I've seen Waves once prior in Detroit, and the crowd is just like gonzo, bunch of goons. Like people are like stage diving and like, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, I really want to get up close, but I do not want to get stuck in like a mosh pit. And there was like people like, you know, crowd surfing the whole nine. And, you know, I'm trying to protect my leg because now that I'm a crip, I gotta focus on keeping myself uninjured. So Waves has a new album out. It is called, what is it called? It's right here. I knew it. Hold on. I got it right here. I got it. I think I'm prepared. Oh, yeah. It's called Spun. And Nate Williams, he is him and the band, they're from SoCal. At least he is. I'm not sure about the new guys, but he's from San Diego. Just killed it. They're just so good. He's very cute. Very cute. But I'm too old. And that's the only thing. It's not, you know. He tried. And I was like, no, I'm much too old for you. So anyways, let's listen to probably their hit song off this new album, Spun, just released. It's called Goner. And this song is one of those insidious little like earworms that I just couldn't get out of my head for days. So here we go. I hope it gets stuck in your head. It will get stuck in your head. It's a good one. And here we go. Okay, this here from the New Waves album is Goner. I'm Anita B here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway for anybody who cares. So I'm here until 8, 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And this is it, guys. Waves with Goner.
It's not about you. It's not about us. It's not about me. Although I wish it was. It's not about when it all went wrong. You're a goner, you're a goner, yeah!
All right, guys, that right there is Newish. It was released last year. That is Dead Ghosts, local band, with the song from their album, Hippie Flippin', Jimmy's Haze. That's what we just heard. Such a great band. Go see them live. I've seen them live. You know, who hasn't? You need to. Before that, speaking of good live bands, was from 1998, the Seattle band Murder City Devils with my favorite song of theirs, 18 Wheels. You can find that on their killer album, Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. And I was just trying to make sure I got... Yeah, I was just flashing back to so many of the shows of theirs I had seen at that time. And I loved... Her name is Leslie. I was just looking her name up, actually. Leslie Hardy. I loved her role on the organ. She played the organ with them. And yeah, anyways, those guys would put on killer shows. And they were... It was like sort of an extended family because... I was in a scene that involved like the murders, that involved the Black Halos, or excuse me, Black Market Babies. That's how I still think of them. And those guys became friends with the Murder City Devils. And then there always seemed to be a bunch of people. I feel like I've hung out with some of those guys and whatever. Yeah. Now, are they still together? I don't know. I feel like they might have... been resuscitated, but don't quote me. All right, that's Murder City Devils. Like some of the best live shows I've seen. Speaking of great shows, again, Waves, who I just saw, they put on such a great show with their, I would say their hit single off their new album, Spun Goner. Yes. All right. And then, of course, I kicked my show off with Perfume Genius. With the song, it's a mirror, and you can find that on his new album, Glory. All right, 6:52 it is, my friends. I've got tons of music for us tonight. And again, this is my first show back in well over 3 months, and it's feeling good. It's feeling good. Yeah, okay, cool. So what do I have for us here? I've been doing some research, trying to find some good new songs, etc. Ooh, how about this one? Uh-huh. This is sick. Speaking of sick, we're talking about Sick Slick Rick and Nas, of all people. They have a new single, I believe it is. Let me just double check my notes here. Yeah, I think it is. Slick Rick. It's on. No, I lied. It's not a single. It's the song is called Documents, and you can find it on the album Victory. And this was released only last month. All right, cool. Victory in all caps. Okay, cool. So let's take a listen to this one. Wow, we're going back. We're going back Slick Rick time, man. Let's like, Slick Rick has got to be older than me. Let's just take a look. Slick. I am the I'm the litmus test for old. Oh, yeah, he's way older than me. He was born in like 1965. Why? Well, good for you, Slick Rick. Okay. You're hanging in there, dude. All right. And Nas. And this is a great song. So let's give it a listen. You're listening to my show. I'm Anita B. It's Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yeah,
Slick. 008-1964. Feel me? Now, what's up, sis? What's the problem? Now they got me like a top agent showgun, watching me program.
Check a hot nigga go from
smash and explosion.
Check the fabrics he worn from
sass on the flow.
Get the documents form, here we go.
Now they got me like a top agent showgun, watching me program.
Check a hot nigga go from
smash and explosion.
Check the fabrics he worn from
sass on the flow.
Get the documents form, here we go.
Knock knock, not me, my kid. Now they got me on a plane, Madrid. Can't say must get. Document scheme on brick. Want Rick to retrieve, send pick. Back team and quiz. Hurrying, homie in the lobby, honey studying the lottie dottie. Wants a piece, so hunts the chief. Bodyguard study charming. Find spot to sneak, kid a weakness, I peeped it. Housekeeping, leaping, he's sleeping. Give a little peace then. Click, click, pick skips. Off to me, what did me? Hush, what be Jimmy? List a white collar crimmy. Hope do the right thing with my bring Brits. Don't also keep a copy for me just in case,
trifling. Might get in trouble though. Hype nigga like a flow. Life of a double O. Now they got me like a top agent shogun. Watching me program.
Like a hot nigga go from.
Smash and explosion.
Check the fabrics he worn from.
Sass on the flow, son.
Get the documents from. Here we go.
Now they got me like a top agent shogun. Watching me program.
Like a hot nigga go from.
Smash and explosion.
Check the fabrics he worn from.
Sass on the flow, son.
Yeah.
Documents from. Here we go.
This, that. Alcohol at the back of your neck. After a fresh cut. Sharp and dressed up. Sway Valley dope boy grace. The 88 911 Porsche in the car chase. Hit the switch, drop oil and slide safe to home base. Go yard, place your bets. Subway series, Yankee Mets. Sticking up the game again. Yankee and the Englishman. Who the best storytellers? Keep it a Will Chamberlain. Gangsta and a gentleman. Cameras and bow ties. Fragrances, linens, a tie-dye. Suave Monaco flow. Universal audience watches us. Green Burmese, lotus flower. Silky as tux. Connected like Clarence Avon. Respected like Stringer Bell and Barksdale Avon. It pulls at my heartstrings just to say I got a song by Ricky and Nas, Black Bonds.
Now they got me like a top agent shogun, watching me program.
Like a hot nigga go from.
Smash and explosion.
Check the fabrics he worn from.
Sass on the flow,
get the documents from. Here we go.
Now they got me like a top agent shogun, watching me program.
Like a hot nigga go from.
Smash and explosion.
Check the fabrics he worn from.
Sass on the flow,
get the documents from. Here we go.
Excuse me, Miss Winterbottom. Yes, 008 seems to be acting unusual. Should we send the acid? Send the acid.
I want a ticket to...
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy...
Stand here
CITR is where we're at. I'm Anita B, and that right there is a classic from 1992. That is Sloan with one of my favorite songs, I Am the Cancer, off that killer album Smeared. Those guys were the Halifax Sound, the early 90s deal in which, you know, you had the Seattle whole deal going on with, you know, Soundgarden, Nirvana, you name it. And then they had the quote-unquote Halifax Explosion, which was sort of Geffen Records' next hope, if that makes sense. They're going to like hope to like really make a thing of Maritime Canada, especially Halifax. And they did, you know, for the most part. I was a huge fan of Jail, Jennifer Allison Laura Eve. The fact that I remember that acronym still just like that is kind of crazy. Sloan were the forefront of it. Then you had Jail, you had Hardship Post, you had Thrush Hermit. Such a huge fan of Thrush Hermit. Some people could say that Eric's trip out of Moncton kind of qualified. Close enough, right? So anyways, that is, again, Sloan. And in fact, they're still together. And I'm checking out Sloan. I'm checking out pictures. And while like one or two, they look aged. Like, no doubt. I mean, I will say Andrew Scott, the drummer, who is the oldest guy in the band by like maybe a year or two, looks, I don't know what he's been doing. Maybe he's sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. I don't know. Him and Jay look pretty good. And Andrew looks, a little bit delish, I'm telling you. So whatever you're doing, Andrew, keep it up. We appreciate it. So there you go. That was Sloan. Before that, we heard something from the Memphis, Tennessee band Raining Sound from 2002. The album was Time Bomb High School. The song Stormy Weather. All right. That's a classic, beautiful song. And before that, we heard some. Oh, I love Sufjan Stevens. And anyways, he just keeps pumping stuff out. So that song we just heard prior to Raining Sound it's the title track from the album Heaven Thunder. And it is Mina Tyndall and Sufjan Stevens. Now, I did a little research. Did I say Mina? It's Nina. Nina. Did I type that in wrong? I'm making names up. I think it's Nina Tyndall. That's it. She's French. That's the deep digging I did on that one. So she's French. Sufjan Stevens, sadly, his boyfriend, he just pretty much came out of the closet not long ago. And his love of his life had died. So sad. He's also a good looking man. Sufjan Stevens. Now, Sufjan Stevens, if you know nothing about this guy, you gotta start doing some research. He's incredibly fascinating. He was born in Detroit in 1975. I'm from Windsor, across the river. We're like of the same era. Except I was not sleeping in a car, like with my mom, as he was. The poor guy. He was like, I was going to say homeless, but maybe not homeless. I guess if you've got a car, is that your home? He was raised a fundamental Christian too. So that's kind of really hard to, I don't know, really deal with, right? And some of his early songs, definitely his early vibe, he would probably say that he was a Christian singer. And in fact, back then, when his early stuff came out, I was like, no, I'm gonna skip that because that's totally not my thing. And I've since sort of midway through his career, I guess, got super into him. So many good things. And he's a looker too. He's another looker. Yeah, I'm going to call my show tonight Good Looking Men of Rock and Roll. All right, before that, we heard By Divine Right from 2022. So 2022. Yeah. By Divine Right. They're all big in like the late 90s. And the song we heard is The Weeping Man from the album Automato. Those guys are out of Toronto. They formed while in high school in 1989. No, I was in high school in 89, right? Okay. So I'm just keep talking about how old I am. Okay, before that, before By Divine Right, Slick Rick and Nas. I think I sort of previewed that one for you guys. We heard that. All right. It is 7:14. I'm here for another 46 minutes. I'm going to need a B. I'm back at my show after a pretty gnarly injury. A broken femur. Not recommended. But I'm back and I'm pretty excited because it is good to be back. It really is. Okay. What do we got next? What do we have next? What do I have queued up? Oh, yeah, I do have stuff. Okay. We're going to hear some more Canadian music. This band is called Priors. Priors. They are awesome. Now, in fact, it took me too long to discover this fact because I'm a huge fan of Sonic Avenues. And the lead singer from Sonic Avenues is that guy in Priors. How crazy is that? So those guys are out of Montreal, Priors, as was Sonic Avenues. We're going to hear the song. I've played it before. It is from 2023, so it's not exactly new, but it is good. So, you know, enjoy. This here is Priors on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Feeling
How dope was that? That right there is Lady Hawk from 2012, the local band. They're so good. Off their album No Can Do, we just heard, what did we just hear? I just wrote it down. Evil Eye. They must be referencing, you know, the famous Turkish Evil Eye graphic symbol, right? All right. Lady Hawk. All right, before that, we heard something from the Cleveland band Cloud Nothings. I love Cloud Nothings. They're so killer. They've been around for a little while. You know, well, I'm going to say like 2011, 2010. They were super young when they started. And we just heard something new. New brand spanking album, Final Summer, is out. And Traffic Jam is what we heard from that. Before that, we heard something from the lead singer of The Walkmen. That would be Hamilton Lighthouser. I love that song. It's so good. Knockin' Heart. I played it way before my forced break. Ha ha ha. I'm going to start using that forced break. See, I broke my femur. So anyways, I was off. I this is my first show back in well over 3 months. And I'm a little gimpy, but what can you do? What can you do? It's, if there's one thing I have to say about breaking your femur is if anybody asks, you know, or if anybody is in a similar situation, the big issue with it is time. You just have to be patient. Apparently, I will get back to, you know, 100%, they say, but it's very slow and you really have to, it's a mind frick. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. But anyways, I've read a lot about celebrities who've broken their femurs, such as like Tony Hawk. He's a big one. He broke his femur harsh, you know, at the age of like 53, and he recovered. You've got Mark McMorris, the famous skateboarder. He had a really gnarly crash at the X Games and broke his femur. Brooke Shields. And so those people have sort of, it's almost like you need a support group. At least I was trying to realize that I'm not alone in this whole procedure. I don't know. I'm just babbling now as to why I've been off from my show. Anyways, Hamilton Lighthouser. That's where I just diverged. Anyways, the name of its new album is This Side of the Island. And then we kicked that little set off with Pryors with the song Optimizer from their album released a couple years ago called Daffodil. It's 7:30. I have 30 more minutes of my show, my back to work show, right? And we're going to hear something from Car Seat Headrest. I believe these guys, this is also a new song. I've been like digging up new songs. And in a way, it's been nice to have a break because it really, a break, get it? Double entendre. But it really gives you time to ponder what's important to you. And that time off really, at least for me, I have valued. For example, I'm getting like super into Buddhism and a lot of the tenets like associated with that. And it's not really religion as much more of a philosophy. I'm sure you know. Spending a lot of time reading up on that kind of stuff and just reading in general. And watching baseball. Oh my God. I made a point of resubscribing to MLB TV and my Tigers are killing it. And I'm super stoked about that. Like the Detroit Tigers are so on fire. It's unreal. And I've watched like almost all the games. In fact, I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch my game on delay. So I'm sure I know they played like way earlier today, but that's the beauty of MLB TV. It's like baseball when you want it. Baseball at your fingertips. Okay, cool. All right, enough of that. Okay, so let's get into Car Seat Headrest. These guys, Car Seat Headrest, well, they are led by a guy named Will Toledo. And that's what I could tell you about that. No. Where are they from? Oh, they're currently in Seattle. But they're originally from Virginia, right? Anyways, their stuff is really, really good. And if you're a gay guy, so is Will. Maybe you'll get lucky. I don't know. I'm not a gay guy. He's a good looking guy. Of course he is. All gay guys are good looking. Too good looking for us females. Okay. Anyways, Equals is the name of the song that we're going to be hearing from Car Seat Headrest. And what is the name of this new album? Do I have it typed in? Let's take a look. No, I don't. Let's take a look. Oh, here we go. Equals. The name of the album, oh yeah, it's called The Scholars, and I'm stoked. It's a great song, and their stuff is just so solid. You can't go wrong with Car Seat Headrest. In fact, some of their songs are some of my favorite too, so it's nice to come back because I'm playing just stuff I really love because it's been so long. All right, guys, let's do it. Ooh, let's not do that. Okay, let's make sure that's done. Okay, cool. Okay, here we go. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and this here is Car Seat Headrest on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh. No. Well, let's try that again. This is Car Seat Headrest.
Kitchen table, the rent's unstable. She can't afford lifter. No one's quicker. She just wants to rest her head.
You can't say go. took the bomb.
Later. Okay, that right there was La Tigra. Off the self-titled album released in 99, the song Decepticon. I saw those guys way back when at the Magic Stick in Detroit, and it was a really killer show. And yeah, you can't go wrong with Kathleen Hanna and company. If you didn't know this, Kathleen Hanna is married to my boyfriend. Adam Horvitz, such a crush on Adam Horvitz, like my whole life. And they're just such a perfect couple. Like, who wouldn't want to be them, you know? Okay, so that's La Tigra. All right, before that, we heard something from the local band Tough Age. They are no longer. They left us with so many good songs, though. So from their self-titled album, released around, like, I'm going to say 2010-ish, 2011, we heard the song Coffin Foam. Before that, from a couple years ago, we heard Bully and Soccer Mommy with the song Lose You. That's the title track to that album. And Ty Segall put out new stuff, very, very new. We just heard his song Shoplifter. The album is called Possession, Ty Segall. All right, it is 7:51. And I'm almost done. We're almost done here. It's been a slice coming back. My leg actually really hurts now. It's more of a like a dull, gnawing, growing pain kind of thing. But, you know, I like the fact that I've been like working all day, the fact that I'm coming to do my show, the fact that I'm moving around is a miracle. And I'm very grateful. So Yeah, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Today is already what? July 9th. That means I should be back on the 23rd if all goes well. July 23rd. Yeah, every 2 weeks my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, happens from 6:30 until 8. Now let's see what I've got ready for us to go. Oh yeah, I've got a little Woolworm. I think that's what we're going to go with. Woolworm Useless. These guys are local also. I've seen these guys play back in the day. They're still around, I think. I'm not sure. Anyways, this album is called Everything Seems Obvious, and it's such a great song. And yeah, let's take a listen here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We were there.
I'm just pausing the song to say it's been a slice, folks. I'm out of here in 2 minutes. And on is
Owen.
Owen, of course. We're Owen sometimes. Some introductions here. I'm so slick. Actually, I played Slick Rick tonight. Fun
nice,
fact.
Yep. Nice.
By the way, Slick Rick has a new song with, hold on, check this out, Nas. Nas.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's really good. So Owen's going to be up momentarily. I just wanted to say it's been nice, guys. And I'm going to be continuing to play the Linda Lindas out of SoCal. This song we're listening to is called Nothing Would Change. I'll see you all in 2 weeks. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Remember